know, it's not just one industry. It's not one sector of our economy, as in 2008, 2009. You know, the catalyst was the financial system and the housing market. This was a complete shutdown. Everybody flipped their sign from open to close at the same time. So here's the silver lining. When we took the survey, it had been a month into this. The worst and immediate effects of onto the business community, especially those small businesses, had set in. Those who were not capitalized, who could not sustain an extended period of time without cash flow coming in, had closed. The economic impact survey is a snapshot in time. It is a snapshot of the businesses that had still been surviving and hanging in there as of mid-April.
Do they still feel optimistic that they can recover?
They can, and that was one, that was a little more surprising than we were expecting. That was one of the results from the survey that we were not expecting. Yes, of course, what they told us was more than half of the businesses have lost at least half of their weekly revenue. I mean, think about that. That's pretty gut-wrenching. But in spite of that, their outlook is pretty strong for the coming year. Nearly a quarter of them think that they'll be able to continue doing business as usual. Yes, half of them think they'll be at lower levels of operation, but the sentiment was that the worst was over. They just needed some guidance on reopening. I thought it was interesting that when we asked them how many more weeks of slowdown or shutdown could you survive before closing permanently, 62% of them in the middle of April thought we can still hang in there for more than 2 months. And that was pretty positive. And again, we were not expecting that. Our economy, and I think Central Indiana's economy is pretty diverse. And I think Johnson County is especially diverse in terms of the industries that we have operating. We do not have one industry that is really, dominating our economy locally. And so that diversity of industry helped us to temper the economic storm of 2008, 2009. And I think that's coming into light again now. I think that it's going to help us survive the long term. I mean, the state of our business community can be described as down but not out. And because of that diversity of sectors, I think that we will be able to survive long term. Again, having said that, don't want to underestimate the number of small businesses that had already closed by this time. Certainly was devastating. But again, of those who were still open, there's just this stubborn sense of optimism and hope and confidence that we still possess.
Well, thanks, Christian, for the information. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Taylor.